Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the EDGE Business District Association, and this is the week of June 9th in News on the EDGE. Happy Pride Month to everybody. So many cool events going on in the city and nearby. And I also want to thank everyone that helped us during our EDGE quarterly cleanup this most recent weekend. We had so many people come out and help and beautify the district. So thank you to everyone who did any cleanups around town, as there was several going on. For those not familiar, the EDGE Business District Association, we're a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing on three categories. So advocacy, promotion, and education. And we've got over 120 businesses that look to us for guidance. So really proud and honored to do that. Some of the events coming up, second Saturday Art Walk, June 14th. So while we don't currently have any galleries in the EDGE District, we have a few nearby. And so we suggest Art Walk and visiting our nearby friends at Articles Gallery and also Creative Clay. So always fun on the second Saturday to do the Art Walk that evening. And there is now a Sunday market at Ferg's. So June 15th, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. So daytime, check out the Sunday market at Ferg's. Nice to be able to shop in the district and roam around later, get something to eat and drink at Ferg's. And then the final part of June, June 28th, that's our Pridetopia in the EDGE. So it's a after parade party. So the Pride Parade for St. Pete Pride ends around 8 o'clock downtown. And we're just inviting everybody to come back into the district and have a good time. Our restaurants, our bars, our coffee shops, our hotels are all going to be open and active, and several different celebrations going on, whether it's shows, special DJs, art, fundraisers, no cover, just come and have fun in the district. And thanking our Emerald City sponsors for that, Bavaro's, Enigma Bar and Lounge, Grassroots Cava House, the law firm of Douglas G. Jackson, Invigorate IV and Flagship Bank. Couldn't do it without you guys, so thank you so much. And then Halloween on Central, last but not least, is coming on October 26th. That's a Sunday event from noon to 5. Over 100,000 people come to that. So if you're interested in being a sponsor or a vendor for that, HalloweenOnCentral.com. That's the website that's got all the information you need. We do have our new EDGE website, EDGEDistrict.org. It's got an event calendar and a wonderful directory to find out from all of our association businesses in the district and nearby. So we believe in an open ecosystem where we just want the whole community to thrive. Best of the best nominations are out there, and dozens of our EDGE association businesses are in the running to be recognized. So make sure you're clicking and voting, and we get our great businesses recognized. Zubrick Magic Theater won Small Business of the Year as an award from the Tampa Bay LGBT Chamber. So I was honored to be there at the Hard Rock last week as they accepted that award. So give them love. What an amazing business we have here in St. Pete. The show is Vegas level, but right here in our own backyard and very intimate. So Zubrick Magic Theater, if you're looking for some fun air-conditioned things to do over the summertime. New and coming soon, we've got new businesses joining the EDGE at a brisk pace this year. Our newest ones, Cargo Coffee, officially opened on the ground floor of 930 Central, and they're at 924 Central Avenue, right next to Blow Blow Dry Bar. Pure Green Acai Bowls and Smoothies, they're open any day now, 2041 Central Avenue. And then new spaces popping up all over the district with some remodeling and new buildings that are coming online, whether it's professional space, retail, restaurant, really any size space you could want. So check out that on our EDGE website. And the garage is going to be opening any day now, and that's right across from Ferg's Sports Bar. The entrance, ingress, and egress will be on First Avenue North. We'll be crowing about it as soon as that opens. And we've got 38 places that have patio and sidewalk cafes to eat or drink in the EDGE. So great place to come and chill. We've got two-hour free parking along Central Avenue, the side streets, and First Avenues North and South. And then longer-term parking that you can pay for in lots around the district, and soon coming with that garage. For full liquor dining options, just in case you like having dinner with a full liquor drink option, we've got Ferg Sports Bar, we have Hawker's Asian Fare, the Moxie Hotel, both Sparrow and their bar level Moxie has food, so definitely check those out. Last but not least, Copa. So they've got Cafe Copa and Copa Bar and Lounge, and great place to grab food, full liquor drink, and then our friends at Melting Pot nearby in downtown, they also have full liquor along with their dinners. For shopping in the district, I encourage daytime stroll and shop, but put on your sunscreen and stay hydrated because it is warm out there. And if you want to get that bathing suit, we've got Bobbles and Lace, Ash Couture in the Fashion Spot for the ladies, and then Atlas Body Home and Matter of Fact for the guys. So get those bathing suits and get out there and enjoy those pools or the beach. For services, we've got that new category on our website, 17 different categories. Coaching for businesses is so important to make sure that the small businesses are operating at optimum. So we've got 525 Coaching, Alchemy Academy, Growth Coach of St. Pete, and more. So look them up online if you're a small business or know a small business that needs a little help with that organizational aspect. Fantastic way to do that. As we close out our News on the Edge, entertainment, always endless possibilities to eat, drink, shop, and be entertained in our district. And our calendar is available under events, and that'll give you all the cool things that are coming up. In our local nonprofits, where we have a section in our services called nonprofits. So whether it's 15th Street Farms, CASA, Daystar, Westcare, we've got organizations that are not classified as charities, but they are do-good type organizations that really focus on the community, like Goodness Gracious, Great Balls of Love. So check us out. Hopefully you can collaborate, join us, and appreciate the edge. Take care.